Thanks. Thanks for introducing me. Hello, a warm welcome also from my side to FOSDEM, to the Embedded Dev Room. And we're going to hear something today about Delta-like streaming of encrypted over-the-air updates for Rauk. So luckily, I managed to put the entire abstract of the presentation already in the title. So what we hear about is the changes and developments during the roughly 2 or 3 years that happened in Rauk, the Rauk updating framework. And so it's basically the development that happened since we've last met here, I guess. So short notes about me. My name is Enrico Jans. I'm an embedded software developer. I work at Pangotronics. I'm the team lead of the integration team at Pangotronics, and I'm the co-maintainer of the update framework Rauk that we will hear more about soon. Pangotronics, for those who don't know, it is a company based in Germany, and we provide professional embedded Linux consulting and support, and work closely together with the community. And we've, since the beginning, I think, more than 7,000 patches in the Linux kernel. So a short overview of what we hear today. So the first thing is a short introduction into what Rauk is for those who are not that familiar with, but very, very short. Then we talk about the bundle format, because this is a crucial development for, or the base for all the further features that are listed here. So the first thing I will talk about then is bundle streaming. Then we will hear about adaptive or Delta-like updates, how to encrypt our bundle, give a short outlook on recent development about app updates, and at the end we have a short look into what's coming next on features and what's in the ecosystem. So, yeah, a typical over-the-air field update scenario could look like this. We have here our server. The server builds the image that we want to deploy to the target. We create an update artifact from it, sign it, upload it to our deployment infrastructure, and then we have the individual targets, update targets here, that download the update and install it. And there's also still this conventional, not so over-the-air use case for example, using a USB stick. So what Rauk handles is basically two parts. The first one is the creation of the update artifacts, the signing, verification, and so on, and the actual installation, the fail-safe installation of the updates on the target. So yeah, basically Rauk is an embedded Linux update framework, so it handles the fail-safe and atomic update of AB systems, so redundant system where you have one partition where you're running from, an inactive partition, and when you update, you write your update into the inactive partition. Once you're done, you switch in the bootloader to the inactive partition, reboot, and everything is fine. Rauk is basically two parts on the target. It's the service that handles the update that runs and installs there, and it gets its view on the system from the system configuration file. And yeah, the artifact for updating we call in Rauk a bundle. A bundle consists of the images that should be installed. It consists of additional hooks or something like this, and a manifest that holds the description, yeah, what these images are for, basically. So it's written in C with some utility libraries to not reinvent the wheel for everything. It's licensed under LGPL and hosted on GitHub. And it was started in 2015, and I think the first release was in 2017. So yeah, as I already mentioned, the bundle format is quite essential for the next things that we talk about here. So let's first of all have a short look at the initial bundle formats, because this was a motivation for changing the bundle format then. The initial bundle format was quite straightforward. It was just all the artifacts and the manifest packed together in a squash file system. We sign this squash file system and append the signature to the end of the bundle. So the verification is also quite easy. We just have to read the entire bundle and have to read the signature to be able to verify the bundle. So yeah, this is also the downside. Even if we don't also just want to access the manifest, we have to always authenticate or read the entire bundle. So this is quite slow, and if it comes to over-the-air updating, it requires us to always download the full bundle before we can access any data in this. So yeah, this is bad if we want to use it for streaming. So this is why we have introduced in 2020 a new bundle format. And this bundle format is basically, it's called the Verity format, and it uses the DM Verity. So short intro, a device mapper system in Linux is a generic abstraction of manipulating block devices. So a device mapper has the same API as a block device has. So for the upper layer, it looks like it's just talking to a block device. But below, it can manipulate the block device, authenticate data. It can merge data together, like we know from DM Linear. And yeah, there are several device mappers in the kernel. So the one that we talk about here is DM Verity. It is basically an integrity protection method for read-only block devices. So the rough concept is that you split the block image into several chunks and generate a hash for each. And of these, you recursively do this again and again until you have a single root hash. And then you can verify each single block until the root hash recursively. So yeah, you have a data protection or integrity protection for read-only files. So the Verity table is just appended to the image. So let's see how we use this in the RAUK bundle. So we take our images here and first create the Verity hash and the root hash. The Verity hash is simply appended to the bundle, and the root hash is now placed in the manifest. And then we just sign the manifest with an enveloping signature, which means that the manifest is a payload of the signature. And what this gives us is now the verification of the manifest is quite easy. We just have to verify the manifest or the signature and get the manifest content. And inside the manifest, there's also the root hash. This is then automatically trusted if we have verified the authentication of the manifest. And then we can set up DM Verity and use the hash tree appended to the manifest and the authenticated root hash. And then for each access to each chunk or block on the block device, this is authenticated to the DM Verity in the kernel. And this allows you to have fully authenticated random access to your bundle. And you only need to verify by the time of using the data. So the next logical consequence is to implement streaming. So up to now, RAUK was not so over the air. So downloading means that we assume there is an external service like Hawkbit or an application or an SCP that downloads the RAUK bundle to the target device. And then with RAUK, we start installing it from the local storage. Well, the disadvantage of this is obvious. We have to have some extra space on the target where we can store the bundle. And the artifacts can, in a modern system, become quite huge. And so the approach is that we implement streaming or downloading in RAUK itself. And if RAUK is able to do this and directly download it to the target device that we update, then no intermediate storage would be required. So let's have a look how this is realized in RAUK. So first of all, what we do in RAUK is that we spawn or fork an unprivileged helper process, because RAUK runs as root as it has to update the system, and you really don't want to use a root service to download data from the internet. So it spawns an unprivileged helper, and this helper acts as a translation. It plays a block device on one side and talks to the update server via HTTPS range requests on the other side. And HTTP range requests should be supported by all common web service. Also, LightTTP supports this, and it's also supported by many container delivery.